The podcast becomes an audio blog this week. I started on the road with my job, and Erin and I had some more rough moments of conflict that seemed to be happening more often. But as always, there is hope. It's My Unconventional Life with Frog. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it is kind of a personal ad. But most of all, it's about navigating the treacherous waters of love, sex, and relationships in 2017. Sponsored by absolutely no one. Every week, I detail my own journey and discuss my own untraditional views and aspirations in that world. Whatever the topic, whoever the guest, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in 2017? So, yeah, big change now is that I'm going to be away with work 4 days a week, year round, pretty much indefinitely. So this'll make spending time with Eri and our kids when they're born more difficult, but in another way, I think it might be good. For one thing, I won't feel so overwhelmed, and for another, I'll have less time to worry and cogitate on things. And then when I am home, I can just focus on them fully. Because it's really not quantity of time together, it's quality time together. But at the same time, I have noticed that when I am on the road, it can raise issues between Eri and I. The first thing that came up was texting rather than calling at the end of the day, because she felt texts were impersonal, but also perhaps because, subconsciously or otherwise, she thought I was with someone else and didn't want to talk. Who knows? Anyway, even then when we started talking, it sometimes led to arguments and conflicts. And I know a lot of it comes from hormones and emotions that are surging through her body right now that she's pregnant, but it's sometimes hard for me to understand and deal with. I mean, she's told me herself to ignore a lot of what she says now because it's just her hormones talking. But how do I know what I should ignore and what is valid? And more importantly, it started to lead to a breakdown in communication between us. This week, it came from her mentioning how it would be nice if I made enough money in the future that I could take care of her and the kids financially so she wouldn't have to work. And it sort of caught me off guard because it's clear in the contract how we were going to arrange our finances. She said, however, that if she made a lot more money, she'd do the same thing for me. So when I told her that I thought, you know, we'd just stick to what we had in the contract, she got really upset, saying she thought that I'd be the sort of person who would want to do that if I loved someone. And now she knows I'm not. Then she said goodbye and just hung up. Now, a few years ago, I'd have freaked out in that situation. But even though it was late night and I was tired, or maybe because of that, I just let it go and slumped into a small depression. I noticed my sore throat came back this week from the stress of it too. Although some of that was probably my diet and stress about work too. Anyway, over text afterwards, she explained that it wasn't that she wanted me to actually do it, that she'd always want to work, just that she would have liked to have known that I'd always be there to support her. I said if she needed it, of course. It depended on how much money I made anyway, and I just hadn't thought about it. And after talking to her friend, she said she probably shouldn't have asked me while I was away on the road and late at night, but I felt another huge divide coming between us. Again, years ago I would have been unable to focus with worry about it. But maybe I am getting better handle on dealing with stress and upsetting people I love. I know my dad always suffered terribly with it. It was the one thing he hated more than anything, thinking he'd upset someone that he loved. Anyway, when I got back in town, things crept back to normal again for a few days. And then, after spending another entire day together, things got awkward again when she commented that night how distant I'd been for most of the day. I'd been looking off into the distance, my mind clearly elsewhere, and that she felt alone around me. I tried to say it was nothing and not talk about it, because again, in my head, I was like, I'm not supposed to say anything that might upset her. But I just couldn't stand it, and to be honest, we couldn't just ignore it anymore. So I explained a lot of it is me trying to withhold my feelings and emotions. And when I do that, I go inside myself sometimes. And then I continued that I feel we're really having a huge breakdown in communication. What I used to love about our relationship, that we could talk about anything without being judged, and that she loved me for who I was truly without conditions, had almost completely gone. On top of that, I continued, I'm finding that numerous times during the day, I'm chastised for doing something wrong or not living up to what she hoped, along the same lines as the conversation about me financially taking care of her. But also just as simple as me going to check out in a store instead of looking at something in the store with her when I had no idea she was even looking at it. Again, I know a lot of this is from her being pregnant. But sometimes it's hard to just blow off and ignore after enough times. Especially when I'm afraid to even bring up my feelings or even mention it. I'm supposed to be this supportive, unemotional, stoic person who doesn't express his feelings, but I'm a human being and I have my limit. I also explained that we spend so much time together anyway, there's going to be times where I'm not saying anything or engaging. It's impossible. I'd be that way with anyone. I mean, to be honest, I'm surprised we can spend this much time together as it is. And it certainly wasn't the relationship that I wanted. Originally, we were spending as much time as possible together because we had a limited amount of time to find out if we could get on with each other around each other so much before deciding to have a kid. Anyway, once I'd got all of that off my chest, she seemed to relent somewhat. And she told me that it was only the conversation about monogamy that she didn't want to have anymore because we'd had it before and there was no answer. But anything else I could talk to her about. And that she could see how I could potentially feel the way I did about being judged in some situations, which again, I said was okay because I knew a lot of it was from her being pregnant. But, oof, this is hard. And unfortunately, it all seems to stem from me being monogamous and being unable to discuss it with her. I just think once you start placing those sort of restrictions on a relationship, it can start a trend that seeps into your entire relationship. And it's not a question of if I can be monogamous. It's a question of the effect that that has on me, and as a result, our relationship. Because I become relationship Nigel, less fulfilled, even if it is almost entirely of my own doing. Anyway, Eri did encourage me again to see my friends more and agreed that being away on the road may help too. I mean, I was certainly looking forward to seeing her when I got back this time, even with the argument that we'd had. But after all the discussion, like it used to be, I did feel a sense of rapport having been built back, and somewhat of a hope that we might be able to figure this out. Because the bottom line is that we're going to have a kid now no matter what, so we're going to have to. And let's be honest, plenty of people get pregnant by accident with people that they never wanted to have kids with, and somehow they make it work. It's just hard when the nature of our relationship seems to have changed so much at a core level once we got pregnant. But I better get used to it. It's where I am, and the health and happiness of our children is the main concern now. So I went to see a therapist this week who specializes in polyamory. I'd wanted to have an impartial, experienced person listen to my concerns and make sure I wasn't going down the wrong path. And also give me some advice about how to handle a lot of the issues that I'm going through right now. And she was very nice and kind and supportive, but I spent the majority of the session just telling her what had happened to this point and then having the feeling that while Eri is unwilling or unable to discuss anything involving monogamy, I'm just going to be spinning my wheels, rehashing the same conversation, and that maybe the therapist would be better employed when Eri and I finally are able to discuss opening up. She did tell me she thought, as much as she could, having not been able to actually talk to Eri, that I was probably making the right decision to let it go now and not stress Eri by talking about it anymore. But it was a risk either way. Either I bring it up until it's resolved now and risk the health of our baby, or I wait and risk her feeling even more strongly that she can't handle us being open once the kid is born. I just have to choose which option's better. And as I say it out loud, it seems clear it's better to wait. I'd actually asked Eri if she wanted to come to the session, but she got really upset again, saying that she didn't want to talk about it with me or anyone. She said, if I really had to be non-monogamous, actually, she said, if I really have to fuck someone, which wasn't a good indication that she understands my conflict. But anyway, she said, if I really had to, I should just do it, but don't tell her. Which sounds like an answer, doesn't it? Even when I mentioned that to the therapist, she said she never usually suggested a don't ask, don't tell scenario because it usually blows up. But didn't think it was worth ruling it out in this situation. But I did. I have a couple of very good friends who had the exact same conversation. And when one of them took the words on face value, it eventually became a tipping point in the painful dissolution of their relationship. The issue isn't me being with other people in and of itself. It's the ability to be myself freely, without judgment, and that simply isn't the case now. It just isn't. But that's okay. It's not forever, and there are other things to take into consideration. Oof. Is this love? Or is it an ultimately untenable relationship? Or is it just the effects of all the hormones and emotions from this new, scary journey to which we're now bound? Whatever it is, it's what I wish to avoid by having a platonic parenting partnership, which perhaps shouldn't be a surprise because that clearly isn't what we have. We have, to all intents and purposes, a traditional relationship, but with the possibility of adapting that in the future. And I guess that possibility is what I need to accept and then enjoy all the other positives of what we have ahead of us. So I'm not sure how much of an inspiration or perhaps deterrent my life will be in terms of parenting for people. Perhaps I was naive to think I could do it without all these emotions and conflicts. I don't know. I talked to Supermum this week after a long time without much communication. She was one of the first people I met off the Parenting Partnership website a few years ago who I got on with really well. But she lives down in San Diego, and the distance was always going to be an issue, ultimately. But even though we didn't move forward as parenting partners, we did become great friends by our association, and we've kept in touch from time to time with deep, honest conversations. She decided recently to have IUI with an ex-boyfriend, and he signed a contract giving up all his parental rights pretty much, since one of her biggest concerns was custody issues after a potential breakdown of the relationship. The IUI didn't take the first time, but she's going to try again. Eri said that's what she'd have done if she hadn't met me. Nonetheless, Supermum was super supportive and helpful, listening to my feelings and concerns. And she joked, why do we never have kids again? And I did think about it, but as I said to her, maybe we'd have had the exact same issues. She said, nah, I like girls way too much. I'd have told you to go and get your needs met. And she is way more into girls and poly than Eri is. But who knows? Maybe emotions and feelings would have happened for her too once we'd have started being intimate. Possibly. Probably. Because I would have said the exact same thing about Eri. Everyone did. Maybe all humans are fallible to this. I don't know. What I do know is that there's no point spending time thinking about it. Instead, I'm going to focus on being proactive and enjoying the journey to being a parent. I signed up for the Baby Bump app this week. It shows you where you are and what to expect each week of the pregnancy. This week, baby Frog is 9 weeks old and the size of a cherry. Eri's emotions are still going to be haywire, coupled with a lot of morning sickness and headaches. Check. But she also has a lot of moments of clarity and peace too. And we're still maintaining an intimate relationship. So breathe, Nigel. Everything's going to be all right. Okay. I will see you next week. That's another week gone. What have I learned? And what peace have I found? Cheers for taking the time to listen to the podcast. Drop me a line at myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions and hopefully some joy. But until then, wherever you are and whoever you're with, try to be kind. To others, but as much to yourself. We're all fighting our own battle. Lead with love.